You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, Hoopsheads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Monday, February 12th, and I'm your host, Aliko Carter. A good show today. Nice win over the Spurs on Saturday night. We'll talk all about that in the first segment. In the second segment, we're going to do our Young Guns watch, and it's going to be all about the United States versus the world in the Rising Stars Challenge at the All-Star Game. We'll check in on Jordan Bell's progress as well. And in the third segment, we'll be previewing the Warriors' first game against the Suns. They play the Suns four times in the next couple of months. And the Suns are looking a little bit new. They picked up Elfrid Payton and his hair. It should be a good game, but the Suns aren't a good team. The Warriors will just have to play defense, and that's going to be the third segment. I really appreciate you taking the time to join me today. You can also join me by checking out my written work on Forbes.com. I've also been featured on BleacherReport.com. You can get in touch with me via email at alikocarter11@gmail.com. That's alikocarter11@gmail. You can also get me at Twitter at Kogitare, KOGITARE, or at Locked On Dubs. I tweet from both accounts. Make sure you go to LockedOnWarriors.com, bookmark that page. You can get this podcast anywhere podcasts are available. That's iTunes, iOS, Google Play, Spotify. So keep coming back every day because I got you. Another slow start from the Warriors on Saturday night, and particularly on the defensive end. They allowed 37 points in the first quarter, and were playing from behind for most of it, most of the first half. They went ahead for the first time 46-44 with about 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. And from that point on, the Warriors were just playing, you know, they were playing Warriors basketball. The Warriors outscored the Spurs 31-18 in the second quarter and 33-20 in the third. And that's the difference in the game. They did allow the San Antonio Spurs to put up 30 points in the fourth, but they still beat them 31-30 for a final score of 122-105. And Steph didn't have to play in the fourth quarter for the second game in a row. So these are trends that we're looking at that are moving toward the way the Warriors need to play on a regular basis. The Spurs only shot 5 of 27 for 3 for 18.5%. That's one of the best performances that the Warriors have made from the three-point line defensively in probably since December. And Manu Ginobili made 3 of those 5. He was 3 of 8. The Warriors did an excellent job on everybody else. There was only a few other players who even made 1 three-pointer. And, you know, they turned the Spurs machine into a volume machine. On the other end, the Warriors shot 12 of 27 for 44% from 3, including 5 of 6 for Klay Thompson, 3 of 7 for Stephen Curry, and 3 of 4 for Nick Young. Very close to the end of the game, he got his points in garbage time. Good for him. Some good minutes, short minutes though, from JaVale McGee. Only 7 minutes, but he was 2 of 2 from the field. He blocked a shot. He made some things happen rebounding the ball and was just active. And, you know, you got to love somebody who, you know, he's only going to get 7 minutes. He's still going to make things happen. Kevon Looney also got about 7 minutes, 8 minutes, and he had a steal. Played good minutes defensively, as did JaVale. They just took the opportunities they were given, and they played good defense in spot minutes, which is what the Warriors need. Even so, the Warriors were outscored in the paint by 12 and outscored in fast break points by 1, allowing 19 to their own 18. They also allowed 11 second chance points, but scored 15 on their own. So they're rebounding the ball in important spots, but still need to do better to rebound the ball and win the rebounding battle. Last week on a broadcast, a national broadcast, somebody mentioned, I can't remember who it was, that the Warriors are not a good rebounding team. I think that's wrong. The Warriors are a pretty good rebounding team. They're just not the best rebounding team. And when they play small, they have to rebound at every position. And I think that they did that this time around. They out-rebounded the Spurs by 10, 34 to 44. And it was coming from every position, like I said. Draymond had close to a triple-double with 8 rebounds, 11 assists, and 14 points. 6 assists and 6 rebounds for Kevin Durant. 4 rebounds for West, 6 rebounds for Andre, 4 rebounds for Curry, 3 apiece for Zaza and Klay Thompson. And everyone who played except for Nick Young grabbed a board. So this is what the Warriors are going to have to do if they want to win games, you know, in the gritty kind of paint-oriented area. Because they don't have one guy who's just going to grab 14 or 15 rebounds. They never have. And it has to be from the whole team. And so Kevin Durant has got to do a better job. Draymond Green. But tonight, they boxed out, which it didn't seem like they've been doing for the longest time. And long rebounds made it to guys in slate shirts. So the turnaround that people are looking for to begin after the All-Star break, it seems like it's already started to begin. The Mavericks and then now the Spurs have tasted what the Warriors can do when they're all locked in and when they're all playing defense and when they're all rebounding the ball. And that's what the Warriors have to do. They all have to come in together. It can't just be one person playing defense on the perimeter and then, you know, somebody slacking on the back line or somebody on the back line holding it down, but then people on the perimeter letting it, being sieves. You know, it has to be everybody on point at all times. And I'll give some credit to Patrick McCaw, 14 minutes. He played really good defense. He only took one shot. It was a three-pointer. He missed it. He wants to go down to the G League to get his shots up, to get his confidence up a little bit. But even with that desire, he still got more minutes than a lot of the other wings on the team tonight. Steve Kerr knows what he can do, especially defensively and running the ball up. You know, he might one day replace Andre Iguodala. You know, we've all had that thought, and then they mentioned it on the broadcast on ABC on Saturday. And, you know, he could be a cheaper option if he gets his confidence up. But the way he does things, the way he can run the ball up the court, the way he plays defense, you know, he could really be Iguodala insurance if we can't keep Andre for the foreseeable future. A few other news and notes from this game, a couple of monster dunks. Klay Thompson had his probably ninth dunk of the season, a big one on a run out from Stephen Curry, and boom goes the dynamite over Travis Bertans, who did not even try to block the dunk attempt. And then Draymond had a really monster one in the second half, a tomahawk with the right hand. And, you know, I love it when our guys who aren't known for their hops get up there. And then also there were three, count them, one, two, three blocks of jump shots in this game. So, you know, this one, you know, if you're a tiny person, might have got you drunk. It's a fun drinking game. Make sure you play. Now we have to take a break for our sponsors. And we're back, and we're looking at the rest of the season outlook for the Warriors youth from Golden State of Mind by Greg Thomas. We're going to go straight to Jordan Bell. But the article does cover Patrick McCaw, Damian Jones, and Kevon Looney. So definitely take a look there. Read that article because it's a good one. So Bell was off to an excellent start, obviously, and under the tutelage of Draymond Green, he has shown he can mimic and produce a similar defensive presence on the court. But with that injury against the Bulls, it's uncertain whether he'll get his explosiveness back, whether the injury will linger throughout the season. And we haven't heard any updates from the Warriors just yet on when he'll return. It's likely that he won't be back until after the All-Star break. But if he can return to where he was pre-ankle injury, he'll be a huge boost. Now I want to talk about the Rising Stars Challenge. For the last few years, instead of doing rookies versus sophomores, they've been doing a U.S. team versus the world team, which is a much better way to put things together, I think. And the world team is going to be pretty good. Bogdan Bogdanovic, Dylan Brooks, Joel Embiid, Buddy Hield, Lauri Markkanen, along with Jamal Murray, Frank Ntilikina, Domantas Sabonis, Dario Saric, and Ben Simmons. Good team. On the U.S. side, you've got Lonzo Ball, Malcolm Brogdon, Jaylen Brown, John Collins from the Hawks, Chris Dunn from the Bulls, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Donovan Mitchell, Torian Prince from the Hawks, Dennis Smith Jr., and Jason Tatum. The world team will definitely have the size advantage. In particular, Joel Embiid is the only true center on either roster. Lauri Markkanen is a forward, Domantas Sabonis a forward center, but the U.S. team only has one forward center on the roster. That's John Collins. He's averaging 10.4 points per game with an assist and 6.9 rebounds. He's going to be getting a lot of playing time in this game, I'm sure. So my money is on the world team, but you can never really count out some of the guys that are on this U.S. team, in particular Kyle Kuzma, Donovan Mitchell, Dennis Smith Jr., Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum. They can put the ball in the basket, and Lonzo Ball is going to be making sure that those passes that get those baskets are right on point. Malcolm Brogdon is injured and will not play, and Lonzo Ball has been nursing an injury too, so we'll see, you know, if he suits up. The world team is going to be wearing an old school jersey inspired by the Buffalo Braves, who would become the Clippers of San Diego and then of Los Angeles later on. Those are orange duds, bright orange, while the U.S. team is going to be wearing the Minneapolis Lakers inspired powder blue and yellow jerseys, which are a lot nicer, honestly. The powder blue jerseys are hot. They look like the Lakers mini jerseys, and the world teams look like some jerseys that the Clippers wore back when Elton Brand was with the team in the mid-2000s. This year is the first year that Rising Stars will feature Mountain Dew Kickstart as its title partner, and the brand is expanding the event into a year-long platform showcasing up-and-coming NBA players. So it should be a really good game and a showcase of what the NBA will have to offer over the next 10 to 15 years. My player to watch on the world team is Ben Simmons, because he is upset that he didn't get selected for the fourth injury replacement on the All-Star team. That position went to Kemba Walker. And so I am looking forward to seeing Ben Simmons go crazy on the world team. And then my player to watch out for on the U.S. team is Donovan Mitchell, who's been arguably the best rookie not named Ben Simmons. And, you know, him and Ben Simmons are going to be duking it out for Rookie of the Year honors. I think it's going to go to Ben Simmons because he's played more impactful minutes and his team might make the playoffs, whereas Donovan Mitchell with the Jazz has got very little chance of getting into the offs. Really quickly, I want to talk to you about sponsoring the Locked On Warriors podcast before we move on to the next segment. If your company is interested in men between the ages of 18 and 44, you need look no further than the Locked On Warriors podcast. Podcasts are on fire right now, and Locked On Warriors is no different. We're listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 and 44. So if that's your company's target demographic, definitely send me an email, alicocarter11@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you with all the details. Our rates are incredibly reasonable, and you have nothing to lose. So get at me. Now let's move on to the Phoenix Suns, and we'll start with the injury report. Devin Booker suffered a hip injury on the 4th. He was held out of the last three games, a left hip pointer, and bruised ribs. It's unclear if he'll be able to play against the Warriors today. Tyson Chandler has missed the last two games due to a sore neck, but he's expected to be available against the Warriors. Obviously, Brandon Knight had surgery from a torn ACL. He won't play. Tyler Ulis missed the previous game due to back spasms. He's questionable. And Alan Williams had surgery to repair a partial tear to the meniscus. He's going to miss 6 months. So that's basically a microcosm of the NBA right now. We hope Booker and Chandler and Ulis will be able to play. Elfrid Payton recently joined the team, and he's going to be starting at point guard for the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, the Suns have been through their ups and downs this season. This is not a very good team. They only shoot 33% and allow 37% from three. But we know for a fact that the Suns, just like every other team, are going to get up for the Warriors. You can expect everyone in a Suns uniform to be playing their hearts out. And so the Warriors are going to have to play their hearts out too. They can't treat this team like it's a rollover, a turnover. They want to get a nice win streak going into the All-Star break and create separation from the Houston Rockets, who won yesterday. And the Rockets are tied in the loss column, as I've said repeatedly, with the Warriors. So if the Warriors lose, they fall into second place. And then they're playing from behind. So this has to be a game where the Warriors continue their trends from the previous game, where they run people off the line, where they rotate to the right positions, where they don't allow ridiculous rebounding numbers and don't turn the ball over more than 15 or 16 times. This is a team that has a number of players who can put the ball in the hoop, beginning with Devin Booker, who's averaging 24 points per game. We'll see if he's the player, if he does play, if he's the player that does put up 24 points per game, or if he can't keep up. We'll have to watch out for TJ Warren, Elfrid Payton, Josh Jackson. There's a lot of players on this team who can really score the ball. And I want to iterate, these are NBA basketball players. You know, the Warriors aren't playing G League players. They're not playing college players. A bad NBA team is still filled with the best basketball players on the planet. And I think the Warriors have gotten complacent over the last few weeks and months and have not gotten up for every opponent. But every opponent is going to get up for them. And that's what we have to be prepared for. That's what Steve Kerr is trying to prepare the team for, which is every single player's, every single team's best shot. And the Warriors are going to have to play a little bit harder defensively from every position because they're without their all-star defensive maven, Draymond Green, who's nursing a sprained left index finger, is not expected to suit up. So no Green, no Bell. You can probably pencil in Kevon Looney for that starting spot at the four, and then the rest of the rotations are going to, you know, be pretty normal. For the season, the Warriors are shooting 51% from the field and 39% from three, and those numbers are going to have to stay steady this game if they're going to get one of those easy wins where Curry doesn't have to play in the fourth quarter. And that's one of those things that the Warriors should be gunning for, is to keep him rested, to keep Kevin Durant rested, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, because they're not going to get a vacation. You know, I mean, the All-Star break is a full week, but they're not going to get the same kind of vacation as some of the other guys. So if we can get them some rest against a bad team, that would make my night, especially doing it three games in a row. It's not clear when Patrick McCall will be sent down to the D League, but this is a game where I could see him playing a number of minutes, some good minutes. However, he has a sprained left thumb and is questionable. So the Warriors are without some key cogs tonight, and the star power is going to have to power them through this game. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry are going to have to be on point defensively and knocking down shots. That's my pod for the day. I'll be back tomorrow to recap the game against the Phoenix Suns. We'll have the Warrior of the Week, and then we're going to take a look at some of the teams who are challenging the Warriors for supremacy in the West and around the league. Enjoy the week, happy Monday, and stay thoughtful, Hoopsheads.